Okay, we can essentially, with inside that field, there's a few things that we can do. We can speed up time. We can make it move faster. We can slow down time and make time move slower. We can create fields of closed time like curves and modulate them in a way that actually allows you to move an object or a living organism or matter or information backwards into the past without them experiencing a regression in aging. A lot of people ask that question. Those are experiments that we can do with living organisms, including people. What we started doing in cooperation with our partners in Japan is working on actually regressing time. And we've been successful in doing that, actually reversing regressing time quite aggressively, for example, where we will use blooming flowers and we'll cause them to regress and move back into their bud. The problem is we can't use that on other living organisms now because we have some technical problems that we have to solve, very similar to what we had with the other approaches back in the
1990s. All right, wait. So let me get this straight. You set up your time warp field. You put a fully mature plant inside it, and you can, for lack of a better term, dial it back to when it's budding.
Yes, until
okay.
I have to say this for your listeners. This is a very new part of our technology, and we actually showed this at a lecture we did in New York recently. What happens is, unfortunately, the field gets stable, but we actually see, is time actually reversing itself? And you see that flower regressing in age. Unfortunately, the field becomes unstable, and unfortunately, that causes destruction of the living organism.